Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, getting back to RTE, by the way, do you believe it's worth the money? Because Dee Forbes is heading to the Dáil. She's already sent a letter to them, by the way, telling them that obviously she wants to encourage this new broadcasting charge because 13% of people are not paying a television licence. And she believes this is just wrong and RTE can't survive. They just can't survive on this. 44 cent per person per day. She said it's good value for money. She even went as far as comparing it to Netflix. A lot of people wouldn't be too pleased about that because people, so a lot of people think Netflix is better than RTE, but it depends on your age group, I suppose, doesn't it really? So I want to know what you think. I mean, I'm looking at some of the comments online and one person online suggesting a mandatory 44 cent a day for something you don't even use isn't value for money, it's extortion. And a lot of people say the same thing, but then again, you know, the argument is that it is a public service. I mean, let's be clear, RTE is losing millions every single year with a DAB service that's not really viable, the RTE Guide, which they can't even sell. I don't mean the individual magazines, but the business. They tried to sell it, they couldn't. They now have to keep it and continue employing people, you know, in a loss-making business. Overpaid presenters on TV and radio, which is quite embarrassing for an operation that's losing money. Too many staff for the jobs that could be accomplished by a lot less people. And overall, it's just broken. And yet, they don't seem to acknowledge that. Oh yeah, they've said that they're going to have a bit of a reduction in pay for people and what have you. But they don't seem to acknowledge that the whole thing is broken. It's not working anymore. I mean, times have changed. There's competition out there. You've got your Netflix. You've got Sky TV. RTE have a lot more competition than they had. I mean, look, we talked about Gay Byrne a while ago. The man was a legend, an icon. But why was he a legend? Because he was the only thing on television on a Friday night. We didn't have anything else. He had no competition. He had the world at his feet. Well, Ireland at his feet. And fair play to him, by the way. He capitalised on it. But RTE now have so much competition that it's not as easy to make money anymore. And they have revenue, of course, from advertising. Which, I don't know what they're doing with that. Because obviously they're not... it's not being spent properly, clearly. But do you believe that RTE is value for money? Because Dee Forbes, who's on 328,000... a year, believes that it's value for money. Do you believe it's value for money? That's her salary package, by the way, when you include her pension and her car and all that kind of stuff. Dahi, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Dahi?
How are you, Niall? How's things?
Dahi, is it value for money?
No, it's not value for money.
I like prime time, and those kind of programmes are expensive. You know, they're difficult to make. They cost money to make. Some of the drama, I mean, Love Hate was amazing, wasn't it? The Irish murders thing there recently was good.
No, look, I'll tell you now.
Dublin murders.
I'll not tell you a story, right? It's short enough. I have a brand new TV, right? You know yourself, they all have the Serview in them so you can get the free signal, right?
Yep.
Now, missus, and I knew that this had the capability and had the aerial and all that in the house. And my missus doesn't have a clue about technology. She wanted to look at, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Right?
Yeah.
And I hadn't had the TV plugged into the aerial because I cannot stand RTE. It's an abominable waste of money. So I was going around and just saying, we don't have, you know, what can they do? But she really wanted it. And then someone put a little bit of a word in her ear that she had, in, if you have an aerial, you can plug into the TV. So I had to put my hands up and say, oh yeah, great idea, why didn't I think of that? So I plugged in the TV to the aerial, got all the channels, updated them, etc., channel list, just so she could watch another channel, look at another program from another country. And she's no interest in the Irish TV. She doesn't look at the soaps.
So she was watching RTE to look at a British programme?
Yeah. Only really updated the channel list on my TV was so she could watch a foreign channel and a foreign TV show. Now, I don't watch that either. I don't watch TV much at all because I grew up with RTE and it's shite, to be honest.
But it isn't. I mean, yeah, lots of it is shite, I'll be honest with you. And there's a lot of rubbish on it. Well, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm sure one man's rubbish is another man's gold, right? I mean, I don't particularly want to watch a programme on farming because I've no interest in farming and how to milk a cow, right? Or, you know, or that kind of stuff. But some people do have an interest in that. But I do some of the... Now, I don't watch RTE in general. I mean, look, the Late Late Show is shit, right? I mean, it really is awful. The Toy Show is fairly good once a year and that's about it. Generally speaking, the guests...
Not with Ryan Tuberty cringing around.
Well, whatever you think of Ryan Tuberty, you know, I mean, look, generally speaking, I think since Gay Byrne finished up, it's probably gone downhill. But then again, they had the monopoly then, right? But in saying that, I mean, I like prime time. I think it's great. I think Miriam and David are great doing prime time. I used to like The Front Line when Pat Kenny did it. Claire Byrne is not bad. I do like the News and Current Affairs show.
Yeah, well, I watched the Claire Byrne show last night just because I was sitting there reading a book more or less, you know, and not listening half in. And she had a lot of these celebrities, I wouldn't have a clue. And they were doing confessions on the telly, and I was going, what is this garbage? Like, I mean, you see the shows, you talk about Nationwide, and you talk about these kind of things. What do they cost? They cost staff wages. They don't cost much to reduce. It's wages, that's all it is. They all these shows are cat hospital. But I'm flicking through the channels now that I have them. It's going soon enough. I'm probably keeping for till after Christmas, you know, for the kids, etc. You know, and I had to put the toy show on that, but it's absolute dire. It's crap. It's the lowest common denominator of TV. I just don't understand it. Why these cost so much to produce, and like, the only thing I can come up with is wages. I don't know half these celebrities. I mean, I was looking at Dead Carroll on the Claire Bourne show last night, and the missus said to me, oh, I met him once without his makeup, because I commented that, geez, he's caked in makeup. And she said, he looks absolutely wrinkled and dead.
Oh, now, can you do me a favour? It's the middle of the day, Di. You know, we have to be careful what we say, but I'm not going to disagree with you, by the way. Well, okay, so, yeah, well, look, Ray Darcy and Tuberty would be the two highest paid presenters on radio and RTE. And Darcy is on, well, they are going to get a bit of a drop in their salaries, I believe, obviously, but they'll have to wait their contract up. But Darcy's on, what, nearly $500,000 for a radio show that's on for 2 hours a day.
All right, you know what, no, let's keep RTE, that's fine, privatise it, see how long it lasts.
Well, I can tell you now, if you privatise it, there'll be nobody earning $500,000 a year.
Exactly, and you'll be only employed. Keep the infrastructure, keep all the facilities, keep the technicians that they need.
But do they need that infrastructure? They just sold off a heap of land up there in Donnybrook, and they've still got a load of land left that they're going to sell off as well. Do they? I mean, look at, you know, Talatelli, as they call it, you know, Virgin Media, which used to be called TV3. It's out there in Ballymount Industrial Estate in two warehouses, right?
Yeah.
And they can operate and do shows and live events and all that kind of stuff in these warehouses. And RTE need prime location up in Donnybrook. That land is worth millions. Millions. No, they don't need us.
No, they don't. No, look, privatise the tail on the last. About 2 minutes, I'd say.
Well, I can tell you, if somebody went in there, you know, in the private sector and was told, listen, you need to make a profit, there'd be skin flying.
Oh, jeez. Look, get by the to run it or something. I don't know.
Get John Delaney in there. He'll sort it out. All right, listen, Di, thanks for that. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. RTE, not value for money. It's rubbish. So somebody else, shut it down immediately. Now, I do agree with you. There are some good programmes in RTE, which I do believe cost a substantial amount of money. But you have to look at the bigger picture. RTE, generally speaking, is not value for money. Overall, the programmes, there are a lot of repeats, and many of the programmes are just awful. Yeah, I probably would agree with you. A lot of jealousy going on about RTE, says Frank. Frank, I wouldn't be jealous of RTE, to be honest with you. I don't think most people... Okay, well, I'm not going to get into it. I probably wouldn't want to work there, to be honest with you, because there's too many restrictions. She's got some cheek. RTE is a thing of the past, says Mike. Another person says, Noel, I have to agree with you. Some good programmes on RTE, but is it really worth 160 a year where I can get Sky TV and have a much better selection? Well, you pay a lot more for your Sky TV. I mean, you're happy to pay for your Sky, whatever it is. What's the minimum package? About 30 euro a month? So, I mean, you're paying a lot more for RTE or for Sky than you would be for RTE. But yes, you do get a broader selection. Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. D Forbes is going to the Dáil this week to justify the 44 cent per day that RTE receives from you as a citizen. And she wants it brought in as a broadcasting charge to avoid the 13% of people who avoid paying it every year. Do you believe that RTE is value for money? She says it is. I am looking at some of the figures here for RTE, by the way, and the money that has been spent, 67.6 million was spent just on news and current affairs. That's like for your current affairs programmes like Claire Byrne and the weather and the news. Sport was next at 41 million on sport. Well, you can understand that, I suppose, for live events. 33.2 million was on entertainment or light entertainment, which included the Late Late Show. 25 million went on the pricey, reasonably popular, the likes of Fair City. That's a lot of money, isn't it? And the cost of music across the services was 24.6 million. A lot of that would probably go to the RTE Orchestra. They have two orchestras, haven't they? And 5.8 million was spent on young people's programming, which was a far cry from the 17 million that went on it. Going back to 2007, I remember when there were that kind of burst of spending that they had. And they're losing millions. Some of the top presenters, by the way, their wages, again, just to mention, Ryan Tuberty, 495,000. D Forbes is down from 338,000. I think she's only on 328,000 now. She dropped her wages very slightly. Ray Darcy, 450,000. Nearly a half a million. Joe Duffy on nearly 400,000, 389,000. And they'll all have to take a bit of a pay cut once, of course, their contracts are up, because I don't think they can cut their pay until their contracts are up. Some of the messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well, and we'd like to get all your messages on WhatsApp.
Hi, Niall. The majority of the presenters in RTE are overpaid buffoons, especially the likes of Darcy, who always throw out politically correct lines. And they don't deserve the money that they're getting. They're a propaganda machine of the government, and RTE should actually stand for Radio Telefiche Europe, because they're never critical of Europe. Thanks.
Go. Don't hold back there, she won't.
I'd like to know if TV3 get any funding from the TV licence, because they put on just as good shows as RTE do, and I just don't know why RTE, the money has to go to RTE.
Okay, in answer to your question, now TV3 would be self-funding from its advertisements, but every now and again they may do, say, a documentary or a particular programme that would be funded by the BAI, the Broadcasting Authority, but that would be the majority of their programming.
Hi, Niall. The majority of
We had that one already. All right. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Catherine. You're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Catherine?
Hi, Niall. How are you? I don't really know where to start. It's all really been covered.
Is it value for money? Do you watch RTE?
No. Not really.
But
no,
here's the thing, right? People say to me, oh, sure, I never watch it. But did you see it last week there when Ryan Tubridy was talking about this, or Ray Darcy was talking about that or whatever?
Yeah,
so they do watch it.
I think people, how can I put it this way, they dip in and out. You know what I mean? You could nearly, shall we say, catch up or record something. And then, I mean, the time slots are unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, they have about a dose of repeats, and the decent ones that you might look at are on at 12 o'clock at night, 1 right. o'clock in the morning, and there would be, shall we say, the new ones that wouldn't be repeats. Their own ones are thrown at you during the day that we've all seen 550 times before.
And what do you pay for everyone? Do you have Sky or Virgin, or what do you have?
I'm with Virgin.
All right, okay. So, how much does your Virgin Media package cost you?
Gosh, you know, something I never checked that really. I don't look after that kind of stuff. That end.
Right,
of
okay. So you get the kind of you get the internet, the phone, and the Virgin Media package
yes,
as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, probably about 50 or 60 quid a month.
Yes, in around that. Indeed.
Right, okay. And I see D Forbes' argument is, well, if you can pay 50-60 euro a month and not cry about it for that, why can't you just give RTE a few quid?
Well, you see, your auntie, you've covered it all yourself earlier, and your callers in there, and your Vox Pop. I mean, if you were getting the value, now you can only look at it, and my pet hate here is, and I've said this before, I can't understand for the life of me why they have two people reading the news at 6 o'clock when one person could do that job. They have two people standing there. I think we're back to the two ladies again.
Yep.
Why couldn't one just read off the auto cue? Why do you need two people reading?
No, I'm not going to disagree with you. Sky News can do one person. Yeah, TV3 do one person. Yeah, you don't need two. You're right.
No,
you're right. You're right.
Exactly. And Sky News,
it is an interesting fact, by the way. Since the news changed, remember, it used to be Brian Dobson and Sharon, right?
Oh, he was good.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's great.
Great
news.
Yeah.
But since the news changed to two women, the wardrobe department has seen a huge increase in expenses. That's the truth, by the way, because you've got two women now. Okay, thanks for that, Catherine. Have a lovely day. Let me go to James. James, I've only got 30 seconds. Go for it.
I'm very amused now when I hear people who say, I never watch RT. Never, never, never. And I wonder, who are that million people watching the toy show now? Are there 400,000 who watch Young Offenders at every episode now? And it's so popular, it's going to be brought back for a third season. I wouldn't watch it. I don't like it now.
Yeah.
But 400,000 people watch Young Offenders at every episode.
Well, Young Offenders is not an RTE programme.
I know, but it's shown on RTE now.
Yeah, but it's sold to RTE by the BBC.
Yeah, but it's people watch it now on RTE.
But you can watch The Young Offenders. It's on Netflix as well, isn't it? I believe. Is The Young Offenders on Netflix as well? Yeah. So you can watch The Young Offenders on Netflix. You don't have to watch RTE to watch it.
I know, but I mean, it's one of the million who watch the toy show now. They're the people who ever watch RTE at all.
I'm trying to establish if it is on Netflix or not, actually. I'll check now. Oh, the movie's on Netflix. All right, okay. But it's a BBC programme. RTE didn't make The Young Offenders, which...
Mrs. Brown is another one that's very popular now.
Again, it's not an RTE programme. RTE don't pay for these programmes.
What's the RTE?
Yeah, well, okay, I'll give you that. But you can watch it again. Mrs. Brown's, I don't think, is only on RTE. I think it's on BBC as well.
And there earlier on, he said, I never watch RTE.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. People lie. Actually, do me a favour, James. I'm running out of time, and I want to talk to you more. So I'm going to talk about more about this in the next hour, okay? So I want to bring you back on, because I know I want to give it a bit of balance, and I know you're a defender of RTE, and I appreciate that, okay? James! Sorry, getting back to RTE, James. Sorry for cutting you short before the break.
That's all,
okay, I mean, look, it's a tough one for Dee Forbes, who's earning over 300 grand a year, to go into the Dáil with her cap in her hand and say, listen, we need more money. I mean, realistically, people are looking at the wastage that's going on in RTE. And I'm not saying there isn't good stuff on it, James. I'm with you on that. But in saying that, there's a lot of money being wasted.
Well, I mean, obviously now organisations can all be run more efficiently, like the HSC. But saying that, if you think now, if you're watching RT now, for example, in the news in the last couple of days, and they were talking, you know, getting ready for that storm, they have correspondents all over the country now, full-time correspondents, down here in the south, over in the west, into the Midlands, up to Northern Ireland with Tommy O'Gorman, who's a brilliant correspondent now, been there for years. They have numerous correspondents to do with the capital city, several crime correspondents. Of course, you would need a lot of crime correspondents in Dublin, all right?
Well, you certainly would, yeah.
And
full-time job, all right.
Trainer, she does the courts, a string of them now, which you won't get in any other station now. They won't give that kind of coverage to the country.
Well, they wouldn't have the money to do it.
I mean, the BBC, Sky, they won't do it now.
BBC would. BBC have local services all over the country. And mind you, Sky, you have to be honest, for an independent and private company, Sky do a wonderful job. A lot of repeats, mind you. They repeat the news quite a lot if you're watching it, because it's very repetitive. But in saying that, you know, they give a huge amount of coverage over the whole country. And it's a much bigger country, obviously, as well. Ireland is quite geographically small. So, I mean, but I understand what you're saying. And TV3, or as it's known, Virgin Media One now, they couldn't do that on their budget. They wouldn't be able to. They couldn't afford to.
Yes. But to see, and all of these people are employed. I have no problem with people getting good wages now, because the biggest wage earners in this country make the biggest contribution to our income tax now.
Yeah, but I mean, is Ray Darcy and Ryan Tuberty really worth nearly $500,000 each?
Oh, I mean, I'm not major fans of them, Niall. I mean, they're not Dave Gayburn, they're not you, Niall.
Ah, thank you, James.
And they're not Terry Wogan, there's no question about it, but I suppose that's
Terry.
The best they can find.
Good old Terry Wogan. I used to love old Terry.
Oh, yes, he was.
Do you know what? My great memory of Terry Wogan reminds me of my mother, who passed away about 4 years ago, because when I was a child, I was about 7 or 8 years of age. My mother used to dance around the kitchen with a string with 5 bells on it. And she used to dance, and this is when myself and my brother were up for our breakfast in really bad mood, and she was always in good mood. And she had these bells on a piece of string, and she used to dance to Terry Wogan singing. Do you remember that, the floral dance?
Oh, yes.
I remember it well, yes.
Huge across the water now.
Yeah, but I mean, RTC had it good for a few years, but they had very little competition. Now, all of a sudden, they've quite a lot of competition. You've got you've got Netflix and Amazon and Disney.
And of course, the advertising now on social media.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, and people are texting in as well about the RTE player. It's crap compared to some of the other. Like, if you look at Amazon or Netflix and how they stream, it's faultless, right?
Yes.
But you go to the RTE player, you'll keep getting cut off. There's ads to beat the band on us, you know. Why have you got so many ads in the RTE player when we're actually paying for the service?
I've heard about that, all right. That's disastrous.
It's not that great now. No, it's disastrous.
They wanted to tighten up there, all right.
But this is it, James.
Like, Nationwide, been around a long time now.
They could do all this and save a lot of money. And I made an example earlier on. Where it's located, right? That's prime property. You couldn't get better. It's Dublin 4, right? Most expensive property in the city, right? They could easily move the whole thing out to where TV3 is, or Verge, sorry, I have to keep calling it Virgin Media One now, they've rebranded, out to Ballymount Industrial Estate, or out to Tallaght Industrial Estate, a few warehouses. You could do exactly the same job for a lot less, and make a huge amount of money selling off all that land.
Well, I think they've sold off good amount.
Well, they've sold off a bit of it.
70 million, I think, now.
Right, so where did that money go?
Well, I suppose they hardly wasted a whole lot of it. They must have put it against their debts now, I suppose, now.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of it just seems to be old, you know. I mean, throwing money away.
I suppose when you look at two now, semi-state bodies very rarely make money anyway now.
Well, I don't want it to make money, but you want it to break even.
So you have to subvent people like, you never travel on a bus or a train, but you have to subvent Corus Open Air and Bus Air and Dublin Bus to huge amounts of money, and a lot of people don't travel by bus. You never travel by bus now. Mm. You said before you wouldn't travel by bus if you were paid. But
no, I wouldn't. That makes me sound like a right snob, doesn't it?
I don't like travelling by bus myself now.
No.
I'd rather walk.
No, I'm not going by bus. I'm not sitting in a bus with people who are farting and belching and smelling and their dinner off them and that.
Yes. Or some guy comes on and he's drugs taken. Or
yeah. I was on a Lewis one day and there was two people behind me arguing over how much methadone they had each. And I said, I need to get off this thing immediately.
Couldn't be doing that now.
Listen, James, thank you very much indeed for being the defender of RTE today.
All right.
Dean Forbes will be proud of you. All right, thanks very much. All right, lovely talking to James, a lovely caller and one of my favourite callers to the show. Always a very logical man, although some people might not agree with him.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.